Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number's forecast for December 2023. So we are inching quite quickly towards the new year of 2024. And so I do have those forecasts up on my YouTube channel and my podcast for each life path number. If you haven't checked yours out, be sure to do so. This is also a great time to take a look at your own personal numerology in a year ahead forecast or your diamond report. If you'd like to take a look at that or dive a little bit deeper, then book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. Life path number one. So December for you all is going to bring in the energy of the two. And you are also going to be working with the energy of Fox. That's your animal wisdom message for December. So with this two energy, this could bring in some decisions that need to be made. So this is really going to be asking you to be discerning, follow your intuition, as well as sort of become the observer of the situation and look at closely the information that's presented. So use your knowledge, your logic, your practical skills, your critical thinking skills to sort of weed through the information, right? To see what serves you, what doesn't serve you, what feels aligned, what doesn't feel aligned, while also following your gut, your intuition, to really see what is the best decision for you in this moment. And it may require you to take some kind of a risk. It may require you to have some very difficult conversations with people who may not agree with the decision that you're making. It may cause you to feel a little isolated at first because it may be that you're going against the grain, that people don't quite understand the direction that you're moving into, right, or towards. And so you're probably going to feel that pressure of, do I people please here and do what others expect of me? Or am I going to go for what I'm feeling really pushed or called towards, right, by my soul, by my higher consciousness, by my intuition? So really what I would say is whatever is presented to you this month, and it's likely not going to be something that is sort of shocking. It might be something that you've been working towards or knew was coming. It could for some of you be something new that presents itself, like some new kind of opportunity. So that's very possible as well. But for most of you, I think it's going to be more about this is something you knew was coming and now it's here. And now you're sort of at this crossroads and you need to make a decision. And that decision, if you do what feels right for you and you take that risk, it has the potential to ruffle some feathers. It has the potential for people to not understand. And that can create some uncomfortableness that you'll have to move through. But you are meant to find your way through it, to move through it. So there's definitely a lot here about leadership, but stepping into sort of what feels right for you, again, in this moment. And once you make that decision and you commit to it, then stop looking back. Stop beating yourself up if things start to go in a direction that, you know, you weren't expecting or that doesn't feel, doesn't look the way that you wanted it to look. Because sometimes we can make decisions about something and then second guess ourselves or beat ourselves up type thing. So there's definitely something here where you are being sort of pushed to trust yourself, trust your inner knowing, trust that you are able to, again, sort of decipher what is right for you in this moment. And you can always switch gears down the road if you need to. Just remind yourself of that. But big energy here around decisions and finding your balance through those decisions. So it's likely that what comes up for you is going to be centered around areas that there is an imbalance and feels out of alignment for you. And making some kind of a decision can push you into alignment, but can also feel really uncomfortable with the people that are also involved. So just kind of keep that in mind. This really is an energy this month about finding your balance, okay? And especially as it comes to relationships. because that two energy automatically brings in the energy of other people. So there's something here that your decisions will affect other people. They may not like it. They might love it. You might feel very supported. And if that's the case, great, because that just helps to sort of put the wind in your sails to move towards whatever this is. But just be prepared for there's a possibility that some people won't get it or won't like it. And then what will you do? Also with Fox energy, there's definitely something here again about like passion and leadership and sort of doing your own thing without being too worried about what other people think. There's really such a big energy here with Fox because Fox is like this curious creature. It wants to know what's going on. But it's also going to do its own thing. It's not going to necessarily be easily pushed around. And it's not really into like living up to expectations, right? When we look at this metaphorically. So standards, sure, but expectations that you put on yourself or that others are putting on you, really take a closer look at that, dissect it. You know, is that really something you want to continue to keep showing up for? This month is really feels like it's about you and how you show up to relationships and connections and how you make decisions. And really, I think that's the key, how you make your decisions. And do you need to shift in that? Do you need to modify that in some way? Do you need to be more curious about what really feels right for you? What is it that, you know, what direction do you want to be moving in towards? So I think a lot of that could come up for you in December. Now, if you're not making the decisions in December, it's likely that whatever it is going to come in, sit down and wait for you to make those decisions. And it might be that the action time comes next month. But there could likely be some big decisions that need to be made. And you're probably going to be the one that has to show up and initiate this month. So just make sure you keep coming back to yourself, to your intuition, and to what you're being presented with. I hope it's a great month, everyone. Take care, ones. Bye for now.